O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israel has bombarded Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip with the airstrikes killing at least 235 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Palestinian hospital officials. CBS News correspondent Remy Innocenzo is in Tel Aviv, and he tells us Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Hamas for stalled hostage release talks.
Shortly after we received the initial reports of airstrikes from our team, the office of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released a statement saying he and Defense Minister Israel Katz had instructed the Israel Defense Forces to, quote, act forcefully against Hamas after the group repeatedly refused to release hostages and rejected offers received from President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and from mediators in Doha.
Hamas says Netanyahu is using war in Gaza as a political lifeboat. President Trump and Russian President Putin will have a phone meeting Tuesday to see if a deal can be made to get ceasefire talks with Ukraine underway. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Stephen Pfeiffer sees stark challenges.
I worry that in his conversation later today with the president, Putin is going to try to impose quite a few conditions, and those conditions may go far beyond what Secretary Rubio talked to the Ukrainians about last week.
A farewell last hour as the capsule taking stranded astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wiltmore back to Earth after 9.5 months undocked from the International Space Station and began the voyage home.
We know the station's in great hands. We're excited to see what you guys are going to accomplish, and we'll be waiting for you. Green Line's going home.
The capsule is due to splash down Tuesday evening off the coast of Florida, weather permitting. The storms have passed in 8 states struck over the weekend, leaving behind at least 42 people killed. Most of the deaths happened in Missouri. CBS's Jason Allen reports from Poplar Bluff.
At least 13 tornadoes were reported this weekend across Missouri, killing 12 people. Some in Poplar Bluff may only be alive because of Jerry Moore. The pastor ran from door to door, offering shelter in his church. Moore told us a tornado passed directly overhead. It destroyed the church, but spared everyone inside.
It was a shock to see all this gone here, where we just had services a week ago Sunday, but now we come back and it's total devastation.
The sound of bagpipes filled Fifth Avenue in New York. St. Patrick's Day observed Monday with parades and celebrations all across the country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HP AMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
For those people thinking of moving to another country, a new survey ranks the best and worst places to go.
Considering jetting off to a foreign land to work and play, the guide InterNations ranks Costa Rica as the best country for expats for its culture, friendliness, and Pura Vida lifestyle. Mexico is in the second spot for its welcoming vibe and social life, and the Philippines comes in third for its free and easy lifestyle. Last on the list, Kuwait. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Democratic Governor California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing backlash from members of his own party after he hosted podcasts with Steve Bannon and other prominent supporters of President Trump. Newsom is a potential 2028 presidential candidate. He says his choice of guests reflects his interest in knowing more about how the Republicans organized in the last election. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. It's 48 at our studios.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
See it through. If I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it, girl.
You've always been close to me. Was I wrong to She'll take a letter, Maria, no. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. I'll send to my wife.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Years you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM, and now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. For
tossed the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Baby, smile. You know, things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby,
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
It makes me just feel like crying.
baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So don't let slip away.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Time it was. All I know is that
friend. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand. Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
Summer breeze makes me
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. War has returned to Gaza. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 254 people. Prime Minister Netanyahu blames Hamas as talks to extend the ceasefire stalled. BBC News Gaza correspondent Rushdie Abul Alaf checks conditions there.
Israeli warplanes were flying over Gaza and very quickly started to hit targets within Gaza City. We are talking to some locals in different area. They are talking about at least two mosques were hit. They have school housing, displaced people.
President Trump warns Iran it will, quote, suffer the consequences for additional attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Pentagon officials say Iran has been put on notice.